Yes, Lagos, we are back. It's 5:35. I'm Sandra Ezekwesili. Why is there tension between commercial drivers and the transport unions? That's our big conversation on the Big Hard Fact today. We've been talking about this issue quite a bit on Hard Facts in the last few weeks because it's been in the news a lot, because we had rolling strikes by commercial drivers in Badagry because, according to them, they are being harassed by the NURTW and the RTEAN. Now, I told you that according to the Lagos State Government, 200,000 of the 5 million cars on the state's roads are commercial vehicles. So we did the math, and by the time you count the commercial drivers, the vehicle owners, the conductors, you're talking about a quarter million and a half million Lagosians who are directly affected by these issues. Now, joining me to have this conversation is the chairman of the Lagos House of Assembly Transport Committee, Honorable Temitope Adewale. Thank you so much for joining us.
Thank you very much, Sandra. My apologies, I've not been available to pose that.
Yes.
I went on an oversight function.
Okay, great.
And I recently just got back.
We have you here now, so that's great. Honorable Adewale represents Ifako Ijaye Constituency 1. Honorable, recently the House intervened to end the strike by commercial drivers in Badagry. What were the core grievances?
That's correct.
What were the core grievances? What did you say to convince them to pull back?
So over the past 2 to 3 months, mm-hmm. the House has received a lot of petitions from commercial drivers and the unions and the rest of them.
Right.
So the recent development had to do with a recent ticket that was given by the state government in some to regulate the payments made by the commercial drivers or by the drivers to the unions and the others.
Right.
So that was what happened. So the government did what we call the test run, what they call the test run. And let me state clearly that I'm the chairman House Committee on Transportation,
right,
and I do not have any executive power to make such decisions. And I will not speak on behalf of the commissioner.
Yes, of course.
Yes. So the ticket was, we had too many complaints coming from the bus drivers,
mm-hmm.
especially in the Badagry division.
Mm-hmm.
So they did a test run for 800 tickets that would take care of all other fees that were being collected on the road by both the local government, the union, the RTEAN, the NURTW. And I think because it was not properly informed, they had the issues and they didn't trust where the ticket was coming from, and they thought or they felt they were, according to those that came, the Association of Drivers,
mm-hmm.
in Badagry Division,
mm-hmm.
and then they came with their grievances,
mm-hmm.
and then we went into it, and then we called the retail, we called them, and you would be so surprised that 90% of the monies that have been levied on them are collected by people that are not part of the union or the government.
Mm.
So they go, and you said, they made you understand that in each local government, you're coming from Badagry Division, you're coming to Mile 2, they get to pay close to 8,000. And I asked you who, or we asked the who. And they said, oh, they're collecting money, 100 naira, 100 naira, 1,005, 1,005. And do you have receipts for it? I said, no receipt. So then why are you paying? So the state government was looking at having a singular ticket that would also work like an ITS, integrated travel system card, for all activities that have to do with payment. We're going electronic. And that's exactly what we're doing. You know, in the past couple of months, we've been working on the transport sector reform law. And these are the things that are part of the law we're working on to make sure we give comfort to those who work and earn a living through this means. So, I mean, it's been a tough one because we had a series of meetings, and these meetings were still ongoing. They had a meeting with the governor, and, you know, I think the decision made by the executive has not been communicated, but when they do, if we're comfortable with it, we would go ahead with it. But if we're not, we would tell them what the people want. We represent the people, and we'll continue to speak on behalf of the people.
I have to ask, Honorable Adewale, how is such a thing like people collecting money and the money not getting to the unions or the government, how is such a thing able to happen?
So it's possible because every ticket collection is domiciled in the local government by the workforce. Part of the union are the bus drivers, and part of the bus drivers are union. To a large extent, all bus drivers are to belong to either a union, either the region or the national union. And both the national union recognized by law, national union and the region, should be part of either the TUC or the NLC. So some of them that have buses would work, and at some point in time they come back and not work. And then they'd be on the other side. They switch sides. So when they came to me and said, oh, when we're leaving from here to here, we paid this. And I'm asking, do you have a ticket for it? He said no.
And I said, that's my question, Honorable Adewale. How is that kind of thing able to happen? Does that mean that the executive has not had enough oversight or oversight resources to monitor revenue collection on the roads? Such a thing happen?
So revenue collection is very easy. And I think this is the reason why the state government came with a singular ticket that is universal, where when you buy a ticket in Ikeja, you can use it in Badagry for the day. You can use it in Ifakojai. You can use it in Ekwe. You can use it in Ikorodu. You don't have to move from one local government and have to buy tickets. So the singular ticket is supposed to serve as a universal ticket for the day.
Right.
There is no money for morning, no money for afternoon or night,
right,
as it were.
Right.
And that's a part of the regulations the state government is working towards.
So the state government is working towards this at the moment?
Yes, that's what led to the strike, because they didn't understand what was happening. The ticket that came from the state government, whereby they do not need to pay the local government or any other toll collector anything again. But they didn't understand it came from the state government. So they thought, after all they will pay, they will still pay the 800 naira.
Now, so I've spoken to commercial drivers on hard facts. And they say that even when the revenue collectors on the road break the laws, extort them, assault them, they have no recourse or protection. I say that because you said earlier on, well, why are you paying for this ticket that nobody licensed them to collect? These drivers said to me on hard facts, even when they report to the police doesn't help. So in this scenario, with this single ticket, what happens when those people on the road refuse to accept the single ticket and choose to extort the drivers?
So I understand there's the need for enforcement. There's the need for strong enforcement. And I think that's the reason why they created the task force unit. So what they do is basically, even both the, I don't know how the government intends to achieve, but I know those who will be giving out the ticket as well, as a union, they monitor the state government's revenue, the ticket. What I mean in essence is that they are the ones who know these people. So they can't sell any other ticket apart from the state government ticket. And I know if anybody is trying to out of them, they will be met with the full force of the law.
Can any system work as long as it is dependent on these revenue collectors doing the right thing unsupervised?
So like I explained again, the Lagos State Government is working very hard to have an ITS, Integrated Travel System,
okay,
that is called the Cowrie Card.
Okay.
The card will work on all systems, including the waterways,
okay,
including the rail system, mm-hmm, and the buses.
Mm-hmm.
Both the commercial buses and the privately owned buses as well.
Mm-hmm.
So what this means is the same card you use would work on the first and the last mile. This is something the state government is working on,
okay,
and I'm not sure if I am permissioned to speak about it yet.
Okay.
But I think it has to do with having a very lucrative and attractive mass transit in the state.
This
includes the first and last mile, where it takes you from the inner roads down to the street where you get to the bus stations, and then you have the interchange, and it takes you to the interchange where you can either connect the rail or you can connect the boat, the waterways.
Now, I have to ask, how does the government set the price for these tickets? What formula is used? How sensitive is that formula to the actual revenue and slim profit margins for drivers?
So I think if a driver paid as much as 6,000, 8,000 naira daily before.
Mm-hmm.
And it has been brought down to 800 naira. I'm not saying it's fixed. I don't know yet. I think that's going to be done by the Ministry of Finance
mm-hmm.
and the LIRF.
Mm-hmm.
But I think it saves them more from what they've been paying before. I know the state government is working on something called the Lagos State Parking Authority,
mm-hmm.
where all parks and garages, multi-level parks, will be under one body.
Mm-hmm.
And it is regulated and controlled by. So, I mean, these are things that the government is working on that I'm not sure I'm permitted to speak about yet.
Okay.
Until fruition.
Okay. Now, will your committee summon the Transport Commissioner to share precise plans for how the ministry will supervise revenue collectors and enforce their strict adherence to the single card, since you acknowledge that there is an enforcement issue?
Say that again.
Will your committee summon the Transport Commissioner to share precise plans for how the ministry will supervise revenue collectors and enforce their strict adherence to this single card that you've talked about, since you yourself have said that there's an enforcement issue?
So, as of the moment, what is most important is to have easy life for those who reside in the Badagry region, and to have the commercial vehicles to work in peace and happy and commute people from one point to the other. I think there is nothing the executive, which includes the Commissioner of Transportation, would want to do. We don't have to come to the house and speak to us about it. So whatever it is that it takes to give the comfort to the people, we would accept that we would do.
Hmm. I have to bring you back to this mode of collection thing, because that's the biggest complaint of drivers whenever they call, right? They are accusing NURTW and RTEN of using agberos to collect, and that these agberos are violent with them. They damage their vehicles when there's a dispute. I know that you've heard these complaints from your constituents
that's
before.
Correct.
What can be done to remove violence, to remove coercion, to remove intimidation from the process?
So you would also understand that when there are too many tickets, too many money is being collected,
mm-hmm.
people get to revolt, people get tired of paying it, and then people want to enforce as well, just to make sure they can get the money. But when you have a single ticket, the ticket will be sold at the bus park.
Okay.
So once you purchase a ticket from the bus park, it serves you the whole day.
So can I quote you as saying that there's a plan for drivers to buy a single ticket at the bus parks and that will serve for the whole day? I can quote you?
So yes, you can quote a single ticket. The idea behind the ticket is for a single ticket to be issued that will serve as a universal ticket across all local governments for a whole day.
So I buy that single ticket in Badagry and I can use it in Itiosa. I can use 100%
it 100% correct.
Okay, let's talk to Lagos. Lagos 0700-993-993-993-01465-7190. If you are a woman, that's the number you should be calling. 01465-7190. And for the men, 0700-993-993-993. Let's talk to you now. Hello, thank you for calling us. Sorry about that. Call back if you can. 0700-993-993-993. Hello. Thank you for calling.
Hello.
What's your name, sir?
Oh, yeah. My name is Ruben from Yaba.
Welcome, Ruben. Keep it very quick. Go ahead.
Yeah. The commissioner, the special advisor, I think...
He's a House of Assembly member.
Okay, House of Assembly member. He should speak about the agberos. The agberos and the NURTW, what is it going to do with them? Because if you say you want to do a ticketing, blah blah blah, and then all the transporters now go by that, these people are still on the road. They are still roaming about. They are still going about the streets. They will still be on that road. What are you doing in security work to keep these people off the road? Is it that you collect all the money and then you decide to divide it between the Lagos State government and the agbero union, or which one? We are more interested in the agberos. What are you doing about them?
All right, Ruben. Thank you very much for calling. Do you want to take that question, Honorable Adewale, or you want to talk to Ike first?
So, the issue of the bus drivers called agbero. Mm. I think part of them...
No, it's not the bus drivers who are the agbero. So the agberos are different.
The term agbero came from the bus drivers. Those are the guys that pick people. In Yoruba, it means and Miro, they are the ones that carry passengers.
Okay.
So what he's talking about is the union members are collecting this revenue,
mm-hmm.
and they are assumed to be the thugs. You'll be surprised that most of them actually went to school. Like somebody said, they said people are dropping off secondary schools to join the union. Quite unfortunate. But the truth is that they remain an integral part of the transport sector, whether you like it or not.
The Agberos remain an integral part of
because
the transport sector?
60% of them are the bus owners.
The Agberos who are intimidating drivers, who are coercing them,
those you call the Agberos,
threatening to remove
Agberos.
Their side mirrors, are
those you call the Agberos are not the Agberos.
Who are the Agberos?
And like I was speaking to my friend, I was saying they are not the ones that cause the traffic. I think it has to do a lot with the bus drivers themselves. The bus drivers are the ones that stop on the road to pick passengers and cause traffic. It has nothing to do. You were so surprised that most of the problems you see on the traffic congestion are caused by the drivers.
Yeah, but we're not talking about traffic congestion now. We're talking about the violence that the Agberos met out to the drivers in a bid to collect the revenue.
So, like I said to you, all of that will be history when there is a single... If you ask me to pay for a ticket I would not see and I would not understand, I would fight you back, saying I wouldn't pay for it. And that's why you see those rancors. Mm-hmm. Because sometimes some of them stand up to fight them.
Okay. But
so now we have a singular ticket mm-hmm. by the state government.
Mm-hmm.
Then you can't take any money from me again.
But there will still need to be task forces on the road to make sure
yes.
that every commercial driver has that single ticket. How do we ensure that this task force doesn't abuse its power?
So, I won't be able to speak on behalf of the task force. I think they've been saddled with responsibility, and the law has created the opportunity for them to operate.
Mm.
It's like saying, how do you sanction people on the road for driving the cars? In everything you do, you have people. These are people that they go against the law at their will. Now, the task force will be saddled with responsibility, and I'm sure they'll be ready to riot act. For every time you're caught doing what is wrong, you'll face the penalty and the law.
But should these people even have a place in the revenue collection for the state? Why isn't LIRS collecting the revenue directly?
So you have to understand that it's a transport business. And for each bus, every bus must be registered to a PAC.
Can't LIRS leverage technology to help this happen, like in other countries?
So, from what I understand, the daily ticket is printed by the minting printing press or something, as far as I know. And I know there are security tickets that cannot be printed elsewhere. So, when you are given this ticket, it's given to the union, and the union has to pay for it. Whether they like it or not, once it's used, they pay for it. So, they can't print and they can't use another ticket because the bus drivers will revolt. I think a lot of PR and a lot of will be done from the Ministry of Information to well-equip people and understand their rights and how to go about with the ticket.
Couldn't the state just enroll all 200,000 commercial drivers on an electronic payment platform so that they can use USSD to pay by phone? I mean, you could have a few LIRS task forces that check online using the plate number, similar to what the state is trying to do right now for private cars.
So you would understand that it's a process. And I wish it could be done overnight. I wish it could be done as soon as possible.
Is there
but
even
it's
a plan
process.
To do it? Is there a plan
yes,
to do it?
Yes, there is. I can explain to you, I said, at the end of the day, it's going to be a cowrie. It's going to be like an Oyster card. It's going to be loaded, and you can use it.
Okay.
Easy.
All right. Honorable Temitope Adewale, thank you so much for your time. You've been very gracious.
Thank you very much, ma'am.
Lagos, let's continue this conversation after the news at 6, shall we? I'm Sandra Ezekwesili. You can find me online, S. Ezekwesili on Twitter, S. Ezekwesili on Instagram, Sandra Ezekwesili on Facebook. Hard facts comes your way every single day from 3 p.m. 5 p.m. to 6 p.m., we bring you a huge policy conversation. And for the past few weeks, we've been talking about the transport sector in Lagos. And we just had the House Committee Chairman for Transportation. Don't go.